Psalm 51.
诗篇第五十一篇。
To the choir master, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, for you will not delight in sacrifice, or I will give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
大卫与拔示巴同事以后，先知拿单来见他，他作这诗交与灵长。神啊，求你按你的慈爱连续我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并解除我的罪，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。求你掩面不看我的罪，涂抹我一切的罪孽。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。神啊，你是拯救我的神，求你救我脱离流人血的罪。我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义， 主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上。凡祭你也不喜悦。神所要的祭，就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。求你随你的美意善待西安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。那时你必喜爱公义的祭和燔祭，并全牲的燔祭。那时人必将公牛献在你坛上。
The Christian often lives in a dual state.
基督徒常常都活在一个双重的这个情况。
You can be broken hearted and still have joy.
你可以是心碎了却是喜乐的。
You could have lost a loved one who's in the Lord. You're hurting and yet you still have joy.
你可能失去了心爱的人，可是如果这心爱的人是在主里面的，你还是能够在痛苦当中得着喜乐。
The Christian has joy.
基督徒有喜乐。
Not the delirious kind, but the peaceful, settled kind that knows what is in store in the future.
不是疯疯癫癫的那一种笑，而是非常平安，知道将来会有什么的那种把握所带来的喜乐。
The joyful Christian has no fear of death.
喜乐的基督徒是不怕死的。
He knows who holds him.
他知道谁拥有他。
Nobody can snatch us out of God's hands.
没有人能够从神的手里将我们夺去。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
He takes care of us.
他照顾我们。
And he will provide for this earth and eternity.
他也会在今世还有永远的供应给我们。
But we understand that there are difficulties in this life and there's death.
不过我们明白在这世上会有这个挑战，而且会有死亡。
But the super abundant joy rides out these storms.
不过我们如果能够充满着这个喜乐，我们就能够越过这些风浪。
We're in this dual state.
我们就处在这个双重的状态。
One momentWe are praising God at the top of our voices.
我们可能在这一刻是高声的赞美神。
The next moment we are confessing our sins.
另一刻我们正为罪而忏悔。
MacArthur puts it this way: We live in the ambivalence of celebration and confession, and that's where we really ought to be.
麦克阿瑟曾经这么说：我们活在一种不断欢庆而且不断的忏悔的情况当中，而且这个其实就是我们应当存在的这个状况。
You see, as Christians we need the right view and the right feelings when we sin.
身为基督徒，我们对于犯罪的时候必须有正确的看法，还有正确的这个反应。
You see, how you think and feelWhen you actually sin, at the moment of sin, determines if you have joy.
当你犯罪的时候，你如何的思想或者是感觉，就会决定你是否得着喜乐。
Sinful believers do get discouraged and do feel guilty.
如果你是一个犯罪的信徒，你会灰心，而且会觉得内疚。
But we still have a relationship with Jesus.
不过我们与耶稣还是有一个亲密的关系。
We know that Satan cannot do anything but molest the soul.
我们知道撒旦对我们做不出一些什么事情，他只能够搅扰我们的灵魂。
He shoots lies at you.
他不断地将我们撒谎。
The Puritan Thomas Brooks identified a few of these lies.
新教徒多马斯就告诉我们有一些这些撒旦的这个谎言。
Satan may make you think only an unbeliever could face this kind of temptation that you face right now.
可能撒旦会让我们思想只有非信徒才会面对这样的一种试探。
Or the kind of battle you have with sin is a mark of an unbelieving hypocrite.
或者你与罪征战的时候，这一个就是一种伪君子的这个象征。
Or, if you are a Christian, you'll never have bad feelings in this life.
或者你如果是一个基督徒的话，在这个世上你是不可能会有不好的感受的。
Or if I do have these feelings, I cannot let anyone know.
或者如果我有不好的感受，我应该不让别人知道。
Let it be settled once and for all. Saved sinners still sin.
不过让我一次的说明，得救的信徒还是会犯罪的。
Saved sinners still sin.
得救的信徒还会犯罪。
If you are a saved sinner right now, can you say you don't sin anymore?
如果你在座的是得救的信徒，你可以自称完全不再犯罪吗？
The issue is not whether you sin, it's how you think and feel when you do sin.
问题不在于你是否犯罪，问题在于当你犯罪的时候，你如何思想，而且如何的感受呢？
The right thinking and feeling will lead you to repentance.
正确的思想还有感受会带领你忏悔。
In the true church, there's a deep personal clarity about sin.
在一个真正的教会，信徒会对犯罪有一个非常深厚而且清楚的认识。
Sin is not a popular topic.
罪在众人的口中不是一个受欢迎的题目。
But the more Christian the church and the more mature the congregation, the more sensitive they are to sin.
不过如果教会是更属基督，而且信徒是更加的成熟的话，他们会对罪更加的敏感。
Unlike some so-called churches that say things like,
我们不像一些其他的教会，他们这么说，
Oh Lord, we deny anything that's negative.
主啊，我们不认同那些所有负面的。
We reject anything that steals our dreams, our goals, our ambitions and desires.
我们也拒绝一切会夺取我们的梦想、我们的欲望等等的，我们都拒绝。
In contrast, the mature believer understands that to first come to worship, we must first acknowledge our own sinfulness.
相反的，一个成熟的信徒会明白到，在来到主的面前敬拜之前，我们必须要先认罪悔改。
We must admit what is negative, what is our weakness, what is our disloyalty, what is our unloving heart, what is our sin.
我们必须承认我们的这个过犯、我们的软弱之处等等的，然后才来敬拜。
Even the great apostle Paul recognized that he has sinned.
就算是大使徒保罗也认识到他自己会犯罪。
In Romans 7, he struggles and he hates this sin, and he cries out, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?"
在罗马书第七章，保罗与罪征战的时候，他喊出说：“我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？”
The church that worships purely must confess sin.
一个倾心敬拜神的教会必须要为罪而忏悔。
We cannot just stop at feeling guilty.
我们不能够停留在感觉到内疚。
Judas felt guilty.
犹大他感觉到内疚。
He didn't repent.
不过他却没有悔改。
David, on the other hand, felt guilty and repented.
大卫却是感到内疚而且悔改了。
You see, David was this great worshipper of God.
大卫是一个敬拜神的人。
He wrote many psalms that we use in worship.
他写了许多篇诗，我们也用这些诗篇来敬拜神。
This morning in the call to worship, we use Psalms 19 verse 14.
今天早上当我们呼召大家来敬拜的时候，我们就从诗篇第十九篇第四节那里读。
In our pastoral prayer,We look through Psalms 19.
在我们带领祷告的时候，我们也看过了诗篇十九篇。
And as we use his Psalms to worship, we recognize that the author is sinful as well.
当我们用这个作者的诗篇来敬拜的时候，我们会发现作者也是一个罪人。
But he's not a spiritual novice.
不过他不是在属灵方面的一个新手。
He's a man after God's own heart.
他是一个追求神的心的人。
So today he will lead us to understand true repentance and confession and broken-hearted joy.
今天他就会带领我们明白到什么是真正的悔改，还有什么是忧伤的喜乐。
You see, David had problems.
大卫有问题。
He had problems with women.
他尤其是对女人更加有问题。
When he wanted a woman, he would take her, no matter how he had to do it or who she belonged to.
当他想得到一个女人的时候，无论是用尽什么办法，他都会用来得到她。
The beginning of this psalm tells us about an episode in David's life, and it's found in 2 Samuel verse 11.Chapter 11, verse 1-5.
这篇诗其实的背景就在撒母耳记下第十一章那里记载。
It happened late one afternoon when David arose from his couch and was walking on top of the roof of the king's house.
一日太阳平息，大卫从床上起来，在王宫的平顶上游行。
At a time where he should really be out fighting wars,He was lazing around.
这个时候，其实他身为国王，必须要出战的时候，他却在家中懒懒散散。
You might know the story already, and what should have stopped him in his tracks when his eyes wandered was when Bathsheba was introduced as the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite.
你可能对这一个故事相当的熟悉。当大卫发现这个拔示巴是以莲的女儿，是赫人乌利亚的妻子的时候，他就应该停止了。
He didn't, and you know the story.
他却没有，你也知道后来发生什么事。
So in order to cover his sin, he brought Uriah home early from a battle.
为了要让别人不要发现他的罪，大卫将这个乌利亚从战场中招了回来。
So that he would fulfill his marriage role, and others would think that the baby belongs to him.
这样的话，乌利亚就能够与妻子同寝的话，众人就会以为这一个孩子就是乌利亚的孩子。
But Uriah was too noble to enjoy his marriage while his comrades were dying in battle.
不过乌利亚是一个正直的人，当他的同胞们还在战场上的时候，他不愿意与妻子同寝。
So David had him killed.
所以大卫就串谋把他给杀了。
So that he could marry Bathsheba and make it look like it was a very legitimate pregnancy.
这样的话，他就能够娶拔示巴为妻，这一个孩子看起来就是合法的。
At the end of chapter 11, it's probably the most understated statement in the Bible where it states, the thing that David had done displeased the Lord.
在撒母耳记下第十一章的最后一节那里所写的，会让我们发现大卫所做的不蒙神喜悦。
So God sent the prophet Nathan to David and used a parable to lure David to pronounce his own condemnation.
所以神就差遣这个先知拿单去告诉大卫，跟大卫讲了一个比喻，这个比喻为的就是要让大卫自己去审判他自己的罪。
When Nathan declares, You are the man, why have you despised the word of the Lord?
当拿单对大卫说，你就是那人，为什么你弃绝神的话呢？
David breaks down and confesses.
大卫就立刻悔改。
I have sinned against the Lord.
我向主犯了罪。
Then Nathan astonishingly said, The Lord has put away your sin, and you shall not die.
可是拿但却非常的令人惊讶，这么说：耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。
Nevertheless, because of this deed, you have utterly scorned the Lord. The child who is born to you shall die.
只是你行这事，叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，故此你所得的孩子必定要死。
It's astonishing because Uriah is dead. Bathsheba violated. The baby will die. David deceived.
这个非常令人惊讶的是，因为乌利亚已经死了，而且拔示巴犯了奸淫，这个孩子也要死，大卫也说了谎。
Like that, the Lord passes over the sin.
虽然发生这些事情，可是耶和华却除掉这些罪吗？
Outrageous.
这是荒唐的。
Which judge could pass over this kind of sin?
有哪一个法官能够不判这种罪呢？
Something in the human soul just can't stomach this kind of sin.
我们的人所的存在存有的这个良心就是不能够看到这些事情而不作声。
Could God forgive such a horrible opportunistic murderer and adulterer?
神怎能赦免这一个犯了奸淫的杀人犯呢？
Anyone with a conscience would be bent out of shape.
有良心的人都会觉得不忿。
What happened if you were Uriah's dad? Maybe Eliam.
如果你是乌利亚的父亲，或者是拔示巴的父亲以莲，你会怎样想呢？
David pulls his rank and kills your son and violates your daughter.
拿单滥用他的这一个权利，把你的儿子杀了，而且与你的女儿犯了奸淫。
And God passes over the sin.
神却不提这些罪。
But before you point your finger at David and tell us how horrible he is, look at Romans 3:25-26.
不过在你还未指责大卫关于他所犯的罪如何的重的时候，我们先要看罗马书第三章25-26节。
There's a big word here called propitiation. It just means the turning away of wrath by an offering.
这里有一个词叫做挽回祭，其实就是给神献祭之后，将神的愤怒给转回了。
Let's read. From whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
罗马书三章二十五节，神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己的义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
It's the same Passover that you see in 2 Samuel 12:13.
我们在撒母耳记下第十二章十三节看到的是同样的，神宽恕了大卫的罪。
All of David's sins were covered more than 1,000 years before.
大卫所有的罪在这1,000年前就已经给除掉了。
Just like that, Passover.
就这样，神宽恕了他的罪。
The only way you can think this is unfair is if you think you are better than David.
如果你觉得这个是不公平的话，是因为你认为自己比大卫更好。
He was a man after God's own heart.
他是一个追求神的心的人。
Until you have that title, please don't despise God's payment.
直到你有相同的称号之前，你千万不要藐视神所付的代价。
Jesus once and for all, by his life and death, purchased forgiveness.For us.
耶稣一次的完成了这个罪的救赎，因为他是用着自己的血来还的。
We share in this forgiveness and righteousness by faith alone.
我们通过信心能够同享这个信心还有这个义。
But in view of God's holiness and the evil of sin inside us, it is fitting that we pray each day like this.
不过因为神的公义还有还存在我们内心的一种罪，我们每天都应该如此的祷告。
We should be quick to forgive those around us, and we should be quick to ask for forgiveness.
我们应该快快的免人的债，也快快的求神免我们的债。
So as we look through the psalm, I'd like you to notice the tone of David's heart.
所以当我们看这篇诗的时候，我们要发现大卫的心里面有什么样子的态度。
It is not mechanical.
这个不是机械性的。
There is sweet repentance from a broken-hearted joy.
他因着忧伤的这种喜乐，有一种非常甘甜的悔改。
There's a helplessness there.
他在这里感到非常的无助。
And so he seeks through confession for a pardon by God.
所以他通过忏悔得神的赦免。
I'd like you to keep your eyes on Psalm 51. Let's look from verse 1.
我们回到诗篇第五十一篇，从第一节看。
You see, we're all wired to defend ourselves when we sin.
我们常常在犯罪的时候，自动的会为自己辩护。
But look at how David moved in the opposite direction.
可是我们看大卫如何朝另一个方向而去。
He turns from sin and turns to God.
他转离罪，转向神。
He knew that his sin was serious.
他知道他的罪极重。
He lists at least 5 ways where he knows that his sin is serious.
至少五次大卫让我们看见他知道自己的罪何其的深。
Let's look at verse 1.
让我们看第一节。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我，按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
He's begging God to be God.
他在求神，因为他是神。
He's asking in 3 different ways, have mercy on me, don't destroy me.
通过三个不同的方式，大卫求神要怜恤他，不要毁灭他。
He admits and confesses his sin.
他认同了自己的罪，也为这自己的罪忏悔。
This blotting out of my transgression is better understood as cleaning a dish until there's no more dirt on it and shiny.
涂抹过犯就如同一个人抹干净那个碟子，让它完全的没有污秽。
And only the merciful God can do this.
只有慈爱的神才能够这么做。
We see in Exodus 34:6-7 that The Lord is merciful and gracious.
在出埃及记第34章，我们看见神是充满慈爱、怜悯还有恩典的神。
Even though he has every right to destroy us for our sins, he is very, very slow to anger.
虽然神能有权利因着我们的罪而毁灭我们，不过他却是不轻易发怒的神。
Throughout this psalm, the word sin, transgression, iniquity, all the different uses have different angles, but they all mean the same thing. It is an affront to God.
在这一篇诗，大卫用了好多个词，如同罪孽、罪恶等等的。不过无论如何，这些都是朝向神所犯的罪。
Whether it's a rebellion, a crooked dealing, or a wandering, it's still sin.
无论是一种反叛，或者是不正直的交易，或者是一种偏离，都是罪。
It could be by omission or by commission.
可能是该做的不做，或者不该做的做。
It could be tripping or missing the mark.
可能是绊倒了，或者是没有达到标准。
But you see in verse 3 of Psalm 51, David says, For I know my transgressions.And my sin is ever before me. He knows how he has sinned.
第三节那里告诉我们，因为我知道我的过犯，我的罪藏在我面前。大卫知道自己犯的罪。
He doesn't busy himself with which definition of sin he sinned.
他没有在这里狡辩。
He knew that he sinned. He didn't point to Bathsheba and say, "Why didn't she dress properly?"
他知道自己犯了罪，他没有指责拔示巴为什么没有穿好衣服。
He says, "I know my transgressions."
他说我知道我的过犯。
And his conscience is being attacked. He says his sin is ever before him, at the forefront of his mind.
他的良心受到了指控，他就说我的罪藏在我面前，他常常都在思念他所犯的罪。
He is very troubled in his soul, and there's this disquiet that he can't wait to let go of.
他的灵魂受到了很大的这个搅扰，他必须要将这些重担给放下。
The sin ever before him is shameful.
他的罪藏在他面前，而且令他觉得羞愧。
Are you ashamed of your sin?
你为这自己的罪羞愧吗？
Do we have the humility to come before God and say, "Yes, I have sinned"?
我们有没有这一种谦卑的心来到神的面前说我犯了罪？
You see, he owned the sin and he didn't blame the whole mankind and say, "Oh, all mankind are sinners." You know, he raises himself to that philosophical level so that he can distance himself from the sin.
大卫认自己的罪，他没有说既然世人都犯了罪，我也不例外。他没有将这一切的罪给提到了一种哲学性的一种讨论。
There's no blame shifting. It was personal. He sinned against God.
他没有指责其他的人，他知道他自己向神犯了罪。
And please note, he's not confessing the consequences of his sin. He's confessing the sin itself.
他不是为了他的罪的这个结果而忏悔，他是为了他的罪而忏悔。
He is sorrowful over his sin, and not just sorrowful for the suffering that came with the sin.
他不是为这因这个罪的结果所受的痛苦而觉得忏悔，他是为这个罪本身而忏悔。
You see, in verse 4, if you carry on, it says, "Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment."
第四节，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Did he sin against Uriah?
他有没有向乌利亚犯罪呢？
He did, he killed him.
当然有，因为他将乌利亚杀了。
Did he sin against Bathsheba?
他有与这个拔示巴犯罪吗？
Yes, he committed sexual immorality.
有的，他与他犯了奸淫的罪。
Did he sin against the kingdom? For the role of the king should be one of integrity. Did he sin?
他的罪，他有没有得罪这一个他的国度呢？因为他是国王，他统治以色列。
He did.
有的，他得罪了他的国。
But how come in this psalm of repentance he says, "Against you and you alone have I sinned"?
可是他在写这个悔过的诗的时候，他却向神说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
Because all sin is sin against God first and foremost.
因为所有的罪第一就是得罪了神。
Are there other people hurt? Yes. But first and foremost, he sinned against God.
有其他人受到伤害吗？当然有，不过首先他所犯的罪就是得罪了神。
This is very important for all of us seated right here.
这个对于我们在座的每一位都是非常重要的。
If you have sinned against your spouse, against your friend, against your colleague, have you sinned? Yes, you have. But have you sinned against God first and foremost? Yes, you have.
如果你得罪了你的妻子或者丈夫，或者是同事等等的，你有的确是得罪了他们，可是首先你所得罪的就是神。
Don't insist that the other person repent first. You go before God and say, God, against you and you alone have I sinned.
你不要坚持要其他的那一个人悔改，因为你自己首先必须来到神的面前认罪悔改。
Don't hide behind the excuse that, oh yeah, we're all sinners.
你不要给借口说全部人都是罪人嘛。
Or, you know, I couldn't help it.
或者是我身不由己。
Be a man. Stand up like David. Admit to God.
你要做
Against you and you alone have I sinned.
你要像大卫一样做个男人，就是为自己的罪而承担。
You see, in verse 5, if you go on, it reads,Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
第五节，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
He was not blaming his parents for some sexual sin here.
他不是在怪他的父母亲。
This is actually a case for total depravity or the theology of original sin.
不过其实大卫在这里是在认同他自己是完全的堕落，也是在承认这个原罪的这个观念。
You see, he had a right theology of his sin.
他对自己的罪有一个正确的认识。
He's not excusing himself.
他没有给自己找借口。
He's only highlighting how he has a natural propensity or leaning towards evil.
他只是在强调自己的这个是自然的会犯罪。
In verse 6 you see, Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart.
第六节，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
The second behold in this psalm is to get your attention for another spiritual principle.
在这里其实有原文里有一个词是看啊，也就是要我们看这个非常重要的一个神学观念。
As evil as we are, David knows that it is inward purity that God wants.
虽然我们是充满着罪恶，可是神所要的就是内里的诚实。
He desires not for some external behavioral change.
神所喜悦的不是一个外表的一种行为。
He has a much higher standard.
神的标准更高。
He wants an inward purity.
他要内里诚实。
And until we sinners deal with the heart, our lives will never change.
直到罪人能够有一颗清洁的心，我们的生命是不可能改变的。
Sincerity.Holiness and faithfulness from the heart is what God demands.
神要的是我们从内心里所出的诚实还有圣洁。
But you see, we can't work up these qualities because we need cleansing from the Lord.
不过我们自己本身是不可能达到这种标准，因为我们必须要被神洁净。
You see, David knew.That human action is useless.
大卫知道人的行为是没有用的。
And that he needed God's thorough cleansing.
他需要神完全的洗涤他。
If you look at verse 2 of Psalm 51, it reads, Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
第二节说，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪。
The hypocrite.Is content if his clothes are washed.
一个假冒为善的人，只要是这个衣服干净，他就高兴了。
But the repentant believer says, "Wash me, me."
不过认罪悔改的信徒说，你要洗净我，是我。
The careless soul is content with just looking good to the friends around them.
如果是一个什么都不管的人，他可能会觉得只要在人的面前看起来很好就行了。
But the truly sorry penitent believer wants a deep heart washing.
不过真正认罪悔改的信徒所要求的是神将他的心给完全洗过。
When we deal seriously with our sin, God will deal gently with us.
当我们很严重的对待我们的罪的时候，神就会 非常这个慈悲的对待我们。
When we hate what the Lord hates, He will soon make an end of it and give you joy and peace.
当我们痛恨神所恨的事物，神就会后来就会将这一切都给阻止了，给我们一个喜乐。
You see, this purging must come by God's means.
这一种洗涤是要神所做的。
What must you do?
我们要做的是什么呢？
Confess and pray.
我们必须要忏悔祷告。
In verse 7 of Psalm 51, it reads, Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow.
第七节，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。
You see, David's not asking for some Jewish ceremonial cleaning.
大卫在这里所要求的不是一些犹太人的一种仪式上的清洗。
He's asking for the reality of being clean that these ceremony symbolize.
他所要求的其实是一种真正的清洗，就是这一些仪式所象征的那种真正清洗。
You see, in this verse 7, you find that he talks about snow and hyssop.
第七节他提到牛膝草还有雪。
Have you seen snow?
你有看过雪吗？
Snow is not always white.
雪不一定是常常白色的。
Snow gets really dirty.
有些时候雪会成为非常的肮脏。
And it melts away.
然后它就会融化了。
That's why David's asking to be made whiter than snow, a permanent whiteness.Not a fading one, a melting one.
大卫所要求的是比雪更白，而不是像雪一般的而已，因为雪是短暂的，会融化的。
And hyssop may not be a familiar plant to you, but in Leviticus 14:51, it reads that there's a hyssop, which is the like a stick, and scarlet yarn that's used with the bird on it to dip in the blood and sprinkle the house 7 times.
可能你对牛膝草不是很认识，不过在利未记那里提到要用这个香柏木、牛膝草、朱红色线等等的。
It looks something like that.
就好像是图片这里所画的。
So that's how it grows, but then when it dries up, they tie it up together and they use it on the lintel and doorposts, in the Jewish culture.
当这个牛膝草的成长了之后，他们会把它给绑起来，成为一扎这个干草，用来就是将这个雪给抹在门框上。
You see, David is not asking for this to be used on him.
大卫不是要求这神这么做。
David is asking for the true hyssop.
大卫所要求的是真正的牛膝草。
Christ is the true hyssop.
基督就是真正的牛膝草。
Dipped in his own blood, he paid for your sins and mine.
他用着自己的宝血来赎你还有我的罪债。
Therefore, it is appropriate in 1 John 1:7-9 that it is through the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, that cleanses us from all sin.
所以约翰一书第一章第七节就说，他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
In verse 10 of Psalm 51, we see that this cleansing with hyssop is a call for a creation of a new heart.
诗篇51篇第十节，这一种牛膝草的洁净，其实就是呼召神给我们造一颗清洁的心。
Sin so destroyed us that we need to call the Creator again.
罪已经将我们完全给毁灭了，所以我们必须要呼召这个创造主。
Which is why this verse says, Create in me a clean heart.
所以第十节说，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
Just as at creation there was emptiness and void,So when we sin, there's this emptiness and void inside you.
就好像在未创世之前有就是一片的虚空，当我们犯罪的时候，我们的心里面也是一片的虚空。
David is praying, so come, let us see this amazing creation power that can make this dead sinner alive.
大卫是在呼召这个创造主，也叫我们要看创造主的大能，因为他能够使这个死了的罪人再活过来。
Lord, you created Adam in the garden. Now please make me a new man.
主啊，你在伊甸园里创造了亚当，现在求你将我成为一个新的人。
You see, the elect that is made anew cannot be plucked out of God's hand.
被拣选的信徒，他们现在已经是新的创造，他们不能够再从神的手里被夺去。
So now the next few verses we look at will be talking about the results of this cleansing.
我们在下几节就会看见的这一种洗涤所带来的结果。
As mentioned, your salvation cannot be removed.
我们刚才已经提过了，你的救恩是不可能被夺去的。
And we'll see that in the coming verses.
我们就会在下几节看见。
What you did lose was your joy.
你所失去的是你的喜乐。
In verse 8, it reads, Let me hear joy and gladness, and let the bones that you have broken rejoice.
第八节，求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音，使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。
You see, when you sin so deeply, you feel as though your bones are crushed.
当你犯了非常深的罪的时候，你会感觉到自己的骨头是被压伤的。
And you're hoping that there's some restoration.
你希望能够得到复兴。
You're hoping that the Lord will restore your joy.
你希望神能够重拾你欢乐。
In verse 9, it reads, Hide your face from my sin, blot out all my iniquities.
第九节，求你掩面不看我的罪。涂抹我一切的罪孽。
Again, right theology helps him here.
大卫在这里正确的神学观念帮助了他。
In Micah 7:18-19, it reads, Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgressions for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread out our iniquities underfoot.He will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
米迦书第七章十八节，这里说：神啊，有何神像你，赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之余民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海。
You see, if you turn to God in confession, He will cast your sin as far as the east is from the west.
当我们转向神悔改的时候，他会将我们的罪就像东离西有多么的远，他也叫我们的过犯离我们有多远。
And this is based on the character of God, His steadfast love.
这个是因为神的属性，因为他是一个慈爱的神。
You see, by nature, God is a forgiver.
神的属性就是他要饶恕。
Has someone offended you?
有人得罪了你吗?
Forgive.
你要饶恕。
Has somebody taken advantage of a position you should have had? Forgive.
如果有人得了你应该所得的事物，你也应该饶恕。
Has someone treated you like dirt in the church? Forgive.
如果在教会里有人把你当作是如同尘土一样，你也是要饶恕他。
If your wife burnt your breakfast,Forgive.
如果你的妻子将你的早餐给毁了，你也是要饶恕。
Why? Because God is a forgiver, and you want to reflect God, so you forgive.
为什么呢？因为神是饶恕的神，你如果要像神一样，你就必须要饶恕。
You see, there are many more verses about forgiveness. So in Psalm 99:8, you can see that He is a forgiving God.
我们会发现圣经里充满着这一些。经文告诉我们，神是一个赦免的神。
You can see in Psalm 130:4 that there is forgiveness.
我们在诗篇130篇第四节也看见。
Do you know of people who worship false gods who are not forgiving gods?
你有认识那些敬拜假神，而且那些假神是不是赦免的神吗？
You have to constantly give them those chickens and whatever food offering and something, hoping they will forgive you.
你不断的必须要献上这些祭物、鸡鸭等等的，为的是希望这些神明能够饶恕你。
I don't have to speculate. I know the God of the Bible is a forgiving God.
我不需要猜测，因为我知道圣经的神就是赦免的神。
So if David and us, we know that God is a forgiving God, why does he pray in verse 11, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me?
既然大卫知道神是赦免的神，为什么在第十一节那里他说，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵？
It's very simple.
很简单的。
David felt like an unsafe person headed towards a burning hell.
大卫现在的感觉就如同是一个朝向永地狱的永火的一个不幸的人。
He's saying, "Don't throw me away like rubbish into Gehenna, that burning, trash pit."
他是在跟神说，千万不要将我丢进那个火炉里，就好像是垃圾一般的焚烧。
The issue is not that the Holy Spirit leaves you, it's that you are leaving the comforts, assurances, and the peace that comes from the Holy Spirit that lives in you.
真正的问题不是在于圣灵会否离开，而是当你犯罪的时候，你离开了圣灵所赐给你的平安还有喜乐。
This is the doctrine of election.
这一个就是拣选的教义。
He's saying, confirm to me my election. Please, don't make me feel like the Holy Spirit is removed from me.
他是在跟神，他在求神说，求你要赐给我这个被拣选的把握，而不要将你的圣灵给收回去。
It is impossible for the Holy Spirit, the seal of your salvation, to be removed if you are truly a believer.
如果你是一个真正的信徒的话，圣灵就是你得救的这个印记，这个印记是不可能被挪去的。
What David is asking is, don't let me be drawn away.
大卫所要求的是，千万不要让我偏离了。
It's a bit like what Peter is saying, that for whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he's blind, have forgotten that he's been cleansed from his former sins.
就好像彼得所讲的，人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了清洁。
Are there days that you don't feel like a Christian?
你是否有时觉得不像是一个基督徒呢？
You're not alone.
你不是单独的。
I feel it sometimes. David feels it right here. You're not alone.
我有时也这么感觉，大卫在这里也是这么感觉，所以你不是孤单的。
But don't forget, if you are truly a believer, you cannot lose your salvation.
不过你不要忘记，如果你是一个真正的信徒，你是不会失去救恩。
If you have been truly born again, as in 1 Peter 1:23 states, you are born not of perishable temporary seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding word of God.
因为如果你是真正重生得救的话，彼得前书第一章就告诉我们，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
You see, no one born of God makes a practice, a habit of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God.
凡从神生的就不犯罪，或者是不常常犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能常常犯罪，因为他是自由，他是由神生的。
Does he sin?
他会犯罪吗？
Yes.
会的。
Does he make a practice of sinning?
不过他会常常以罪成为一种习惯吗？
No.
不会的。
He doesn't constantly chase after the same sin.
他不会不断地追求同样的一个罪。
But as you move closer towards the bright light of our Lord and Savior, you'll see more sin.
不过当你不断地朝向主的光那里行走的时候，越光的时候，你就会越觉得自己更加的污秽。
And you may lose the joy of your salvation, But you won't lose your salvation.
你可能会失去救恩所带给你的喜乐，不过你是不会失去这一个救恩的。
That's why the psalmist says in verse 12 of Psalm 51, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit."
所以大卫在第十二节那里说，求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的福的灵扶持我。
Do you feel like a joyful Christian?
你是否感觉自己是一个充满喜乐的基督徒？
If not, pray verse 12, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with a willing spirit.
如果你没有这种喜乐，你就要像十二节这里这样的祷告，求你使我仍得救恩之乐，赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
The willing spirit is the Holy Spirit.
这个乐意的灵就是圣灵。
He will guide us and be a keeper of our paths, even though we stumble.
他会带领我们，也会保守我们的脚步，虽然我们有些时候会绊倒。
In verse 14, you see that this same consequence or result of cleaning will deliver us from blood guiltiness.
在第十四节，我们再次的看见了神的赦免所带来的这个结果，就是。神会救我脱离流人血的罪。
When you sin, you feel guilty towards God and towards man.
当你犯罪的时候，你不只是向神觉得内疚，对人也是觉得内疚。
And to live a life of guilt burden is a wasted life.
如果你的生命你是常常的，你活着你的生命是充满内疚的话，你就浪费了你的生命。
Confess and pray.
你要忏悔祷告
，remove the guilt，
求神将这个内疚给挪去。
And you know only God can do this great change in your life because, as mentioned, we are asking God, please create in me a new heart.
只有神才能够在你的生命里做出这样的改变，是因为我们是要求神为我造清洁的心
，a broken heart，
还有一个忧伤的心。
A clean heart,
一个清洁的心。
You see, faith grows by the exercise of prayer. The more you pray, the more faith you have.
当我们越祷告的时候，我们的信心就越加强。
But of course, the prayer is guided by the word, so you're praying according to the word.
不过当然，我们的祷告必须是有圣经给带领的。
And this two-edged sword does heart surgery to you.
这一个两刃的剑就是为我们的心开刀。
You see, as the psalm progresses down even to 14, David is praying. Yes, he's confessing his sin, but he's a bit more confident. I don't know if you sense that in the text.
如果你是看得清楚的话，你会发现从第十四节的继续下去，大卫还不断的在祷告，不过他是越来越有把握了。
He will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever.
因为我的舌头就高声歌唱你的公义。
In closing, we see that God is pleased by certain sacrifices.
我们在结束的时候能够看见神会喜悦一些人的这个祭物。
And that is a broken and contrite heart.
神所喜悦的祭就是忧伤痛悔的心。
You see this brokenness.And this contriteness has results.
这个忧伤还有痛悔是有结果的。
Verse 13,
第十三节。
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you.
我就把你的道指教有过犯的人，罪人必归顺你。
Who is doing the teaching here?
谁在教导呢？
David, the murderer, the adulterer.
大卫就是那个犯了奸淫、犯了谋杀罪的大卫。
When you seek counsel and comfort when you sin, you don't need to go to someone with a PhD or MDiv and say, oh, you know all this, oh, please counsel me. No, you go to someone who has been broken before. Someone who has sinned, who has struggled like you, and who has gone back to the Word. You need to go to someone who knows what it feels like to have broken-hearted joy.
当你犯罪需要人劝勉你的时候，你所需要找的不是那些有博士学位 或者是那些在神学得了硕士学位的人，你所需要找来劝勉你的，就是那些同样犯了罪却是忧伤痛悔的人，找这种人来劝勉你。
You will be an effective evangelist if you know the word and have been broken by the word.
如果你认识神的话，也因着神的话而忧伤痛悔的话，你就能够成为一个有效的传福音的人。
Only then can you be truly sympathetic.
因为只有到了那时，你才会真正的去了解其他的人。
You won't give a theoretical quoting of a few verses like Romans 8 and say, oh, you know, it's fine, you know. And you don't have this aloof kind of thing. You come broken and you sympathize.
因为这样的话，你就能够同情那些罪人，你不会很像一个非常崇高的一个传道人一样，只会讲而没有这种同情的心。
You see, this contrition also leads to what happens in the second half of verse 14 and to 15 onwards. It says, "My tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness, O Lord. Open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise."
这种痛悔也带给我们第十五节那里所告诉我们的结果。主啊，求你使我嘴唇张开，我的口便传扬赞美你的话。
If you worship from the heart, you can't stop talking about it. You can't stop praising God every day of your life, not just Sunday.
当你从内心去敬拜神的时候，你的口会不断地提你所真正相信的，不只是星期天。星期一到星期六，你也是会不断的口说。
You know what kind of sacrifice you bring to God?
你知道什么样子的祭物你应该带给神吗
？That same broken heart.
就是同样的这一种忧伤痛悔的心。
That broken contrite heart, God will not turn away. He doesn't care for the animal sacrifices. We knew that from Psalm 50. He wants you. He wants your broken heart.
因为忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。神所要的不是祭物，不是燔祭或者平安祭等等的，他所要的就是51篇这里告诉我们忧伤痛悔的心。
You see, you can have both joy and brokenness at the same time. The Bible teaches both.
所以你能够同时间拥有忧伤痛悔的心，而同时得到喜乐，因为圣经就是这么告诉我们。
You see, when you're saved, the devil knows he can't have your soul, but he tries to get you down to believe all these false lies.
当你得救的时候，魔鬼已经不能够把你的灵魂给夺去，不过他能够继续的用谎言来欺骗你。
He wants to get you down, discouraged and defeated.
他要你觉得是非常的灰心，而且是好像打败仗一样。
He likes to drag you down this backslidden path.
他要把你拖着好像有非常大的包袱一样。
By whispering different lies.
他不断地向你说谎言。
In closing, I'd like to point out one thing. That this psalm doesn't explicitly deal with sexual sin.
在结束的时候，我要指出一点，就是这一篇诗其实不是在指奸淫的罪。
The psalm doesn't pray about the misuse of sex.
这一篇诗没有提到人如何滥用这些情色的事物。
It seems to have all started with sex, leading to deceit, leading to murder, and so on and so forth.
虽然它的背景是从这个奸淫的罪导致大卫犯的这个谋杀等等的。
You see, Sigmund Freud, the philosopher, would tell you all problems begin with sex.
有一个哲学家他说，所有的问题都是从这个性开始的。
But as a believer, we know all problems start with sin.
不过我们是信徒，我们知道所有的问题是从罪而开始的。
When the joy in the Lord fades, I click on pornography.
当我们在神那里没有得着喜乐的时候，我们可能就会看一些色情的刊物。
I desire another woman.
我的欲望是要有另外一个女人。
But why isn't David crying out for sexual restraint?
不过为什么大卫没有呼召神在这个信的方面呢给他给帮助呢？
Why isn't he praying for men to hold him accountable?
他为什么没有祷告人要来给他交账呢？
Why isn't he praying for protected eyes and a sex-free environment?
他为什么没有求神保护他的眼睛等等呢？
The reason is that he knows that sexual sin is the symptom, not the disease.
因为他知道这个奸淫的罪只是一个迹象，而不是真正的问题。
People give way to sexual sin because they don't have the fullness and joy and gladness in Christ.
有很多人犯奸淫的罪，是因为他们没有在基督那里得到真正的喜乐。
David knew this about himself.
大卫很清楚这一点。
It's true about us too.
我们也是面对着同样的这个事实。
You see, Psalm 51 is how David is showing us, by the way of how he prays, to deal with the real issue of sin, and then the surrounding secondary issues of sexual sin.
大卫在诗篇51篇是其实让我们看见如何真正的对待这个罪的问题，而不只是奸淫的问题。
He's dealing with sexual sin by dealing with all sin.
他用着这个奸淫的罪来让我们看见所有的罪都是一样的。
Christians, it is no use attacking a symptom. Attack the sin.
基督徒啊，你们如果是针对那个迹象是没有用的，你所要针对的是那个罪。
We need open heart surgery.
我们需要这个开刀的手术。
We need a new heart.
我们需要一颗新的心。
And a broken and contrite heart, the Lord will not despise.
忧伤痛悔的心，神必不轻看。
We talk about the dual state that at the beginning of the sermon, and we end with that. You can have joy in the Lord and be brokenhearted at the same time.
我们在开始的时候提到了基督徒常常有存在在两种情况，一个双重的情况。现在我们再提，就是一个基督徒能够忧伤，而且同时间喜乐。
You can be brokenhearted about your sin and still have joy in your salvation.
你能够为着自己的罪而忧伤，却为着自己的救恩而喜乐。
Let us pray for this broken and contrite heart.
让我们祷告，神赐给我们这个忧伤痛悔的心。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this.Psalm that is so human, so real, so theologically rich. Help us not to stop at the academic side, but correct the way we feel and think when we sin. We pray that all of us will have a broken-hearted joy in our repentance of sin. Please correct the way we think and feel about sin.Help us not to wallow in our sins and spiral down in endless circles of guilt. Help us, Lord, create in us a clean heart. We ask this in your Son's name. Amen.